Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this episode, we're going to take a listen to a song that came off of 2017's Refuge album. It's called Pawpaw Was a Quiet Man. It's a banjo song written on the banjo, actually, which is a little bit of a departure for me. Anyway, I'm also, last episode, we did a little song called Selma Sunday, which was about my Momaw Simpson. This one's about my Pawpaw Simpson. So we got a couple of episodes in a row that are grandparent episodes. It also happens to be the day before Father's Day. And Pawpaw Simpson was my dad's dad. So kind of a Father's Day episode as well. So we'll listen to Pawpaw Was a Quiet Man and talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Can't talk my way out of everything.
Well, there we go. That was Pawpaw Was a Quiet Man from 2017's Refuge album. This song was written actually as a lot of mine have been when I was on retreat up in the Black Hills with a group of teachers and I lead retreats, and we have some time in the afternoons, and we do a little bit of journaling and all that stuff. And quite often I've got a guitar with me or ukulele. This time I went out on a hike with my four-string banjo and came back with two songs, and this was one of them. I also recorded them while I was out there, just with my iPhone, just so I could hold on to what I'd written while I was out there. Of course, you can remember the words, but I don't read music, and so the way for me to recall a melody is either just to remember it or to capture it with a video. So that's what I did. We'd been talking about in the retreat. We've been doing some memories about things we got from our forebears, our ancestors, our family, my mind went to my pawpaw, and he passed away not long after my first child was born, my first daughter, my oldest daughter. So he passed away, I think, in 1990. It was either late 89 or early 90. It'd been quite some time. At the time when I wrote this, it had been about 27 years. There were a lot of things that had happened in life since I'd had a chance to see him. So this song kind of came out of that desire to say, hey, Pawpaw, look at what's going on now. Look at what's happened. Look at all the what's happened in all these years, ups and downs and wonderful things and difficult things, and to get his thinking on it. Although the song is, of course, about him being a quiet man. He didn't say a whole lot, but when he did say something, it was really, really good. It was very profound. But he was a man very comfortable with silence. And that's kind of the theme of the song as well. So the song came out of an experience that I had. We went fishing one time, and it was me and it was my dad and it was Pawpaw. And we were out fishing, and I was asking my dad and Pawpaw all these questions, you know. And then he said something. He was real quiet, and he helped, but he was very quiet until finally he said something. And I didn't quite understand it at the time. It was many, many years later when I actually understood it. So anyway, let's take a look at the lyrics, and then we'll talk just a little bit about the music itself. Pawpaw was a quiet man. Everyone just knew. He would never say a word if it weren't true. Now, being quiet and being truthful don't always necessarily go together. But I guess I'd say that the less frequently you open your mouth, the less chance there is that you're going to be untruthful. So it seems like we have people nowadays who open their mouth or start tapping into Twitter a whole heck of a lot, and the chances are pretty high that you're going to get some untruth in there pretty frequently. Evening milk and cornbread, just knocking old Joe. I talked about this actually in the last episode when I talked about my grandma, my mama Selma, knocking old Joe is eating that cornbread in milk, So, and I don't know where the name came from, Knockin' Old Joe. It's I really need to dig into that and find out who Old Joe was and what that meant, Knockin' Old Joe. He'd stretch out his long old legs and wiggle his toes. And these are all memories from when we were there at their house down in El Dorado, Arkansas, usually around a holiday time. And just watching him, he'd smile. He had a huge, huge smile. And he had huge eyebrows that stuck way out. And when he'd smile, his smile would go back. His ears would raise up. He could wiggle his ears, and his eyebrows would just raise, and he just his face was just incredibly expressive, and I thought, wow, that's something. So we get to the chorus. Pawpaw, take me fishing. Let's see what might bite. Pawpaw, is this worm okay? Do I have my hook tied tight? Pawpaw, why ain't I catching anything? He pulled back his big old grin and said, you ain't holding your mouth right. So this actually did happen. And I recall, I don't know how old I was, but I was running around and I was asking all kinds of questions and making all kinds of noise and all kinds of commotion, of course. And I was getting frustrated because the fish weren't biting. And of course the fish weren't biting because I was talking and making all kinds of noise. Well, when my papa said, you ain't holding your mouth right. You know, he'd been giving me advice about how to hold the rod, how to cast, how to put the worm on the hook and all of this stuff. And so I took that as just one more thing. You know, how does a fisherman hold his mouth? And I was thinking about that then the rest of the day. I was trying to hold it. I was trying to figure out, look at his mouth and see how he was. Look at my dad's mouth, see how he was holding it. Try to hold my mouth the same way. Had no clue what he was saying. And of course, what he was saying was, well, if you'd stop talking, you might not be scaring the fish so much. So let's go on to the next verse, and then we'll talk a little bit about that idea. Mama talked to Blue Streak, and Papa listened long. He married her and loved her good, even when she was wrong. And I recall Mama, you know, she wasn't always right. She had some problems, had some things that she'd get frustrated with, and I knew that he knew she wasn't quite right on something, or she was, he disagreed with her, but more often than not, he'd just listen and smile. His politics were his alone to know. His only sermon was his life. But if he chose to speak his mind, he'd cut the babble like a knife. So I don't know where he stood on politics. I know he was a Christian, but he wasn't a preachy kind of guy. But it, like I said, if he said something, it kind of cut through all the noise. It was always straight to the point, and always, well, for me, quite often full of wisdom that I might not even realize until later. And we get back into the chorus. Pawpaw, take me fishing. Let's see what might bite. Pawpaw, is this worm okay? Do I have my hook tied tight? Pawpaw, why ain't I catching anything? He pulled back his big old grin and said, you ain't holding your mouth right. So let's talk about that just a little bit. I was an English teacher, and words are kind of my deal. Poet, songwriter, English teacher. Whenever I have a problem, whenever I need to get out of something, whenever I need to achieve something, usually my first and foremost approach is with words, with language, making the argument, crafting the sentences, crafting the words. And that's not something, I guess in a sense, maybe I got some of that from my pawpaw. just because whenever he did speak, his words were definitely thought through and well-crafted. But in my life, I've gotten myself into trouble sometimes with my words. I've certainly gotten myself out of trouble with my words. But there are times when I have run into problems because of something I said. And sometimes, and I'll be honest, I have been honest. Sometimes maybe too honest. Maybe I've said it like it was, but I didn't really need to say it quite exactly then and quite exactly in that way and quite as strongly as I said it. And it got me crossways with some folks. So when I figured out what my pawpaw was saying, that maybe you're talking too much, in my adult life, I began to realize, you know, there may be some wisdom beyond the fishing kind with this. Maybe sometimes I don't know when to just keep my mouth shut, when to just be quiet. I mean, there are times when we need to not be quiet. I'm struggling with this right now, you know, not so much in the speaking realm, but in social media. We've got a lot of political charge right now in our country around protests that have turned into riots, around issues of systemic inequities and systemic racism that some folks don't believe is there, and other folks are saying this has been there and we've got to deal with it. And I have some strong opinions about that, and I've been vocal about it on social media. And I've gone around with some folks multiple times. And I do have to stop and say, when is the time to speak? When is the time to step up and say, okay, here's how it is? And when is the time to say, maybe I need to stay quiet and listen for a little bit longer? I do think listening has to come in front of talking. And maybe that's what my pawpaw was trying to say. So we get to the bridge. He's been gone for 27 years now. I miss him just the same. There's things in life so stubborn now. I can't talk my way out of everything. Realizing the limits of language. Realizing sometimes, and this is so frustrating, realizing sometimes that certain ideas that other folks hold, I don't know how to put that into language for them. I don't know how to help them understand or see something that they can't see just through language. Sometimes experience is the only teacher they're going to ever be able to learn from. As much as I believe in language and the power of language, sometimes I'm just at a loss. I can't figure out what to say that's going to make it all clear. So we get into the last chorus. Pawpaw, take me fishing. Let's see what might bite. Pawpaw, is this job okay? And when's the right time to fight? Pawpaw, see my children. Pawpaw, see my wife. Pawpaw, why is life so hard? And he pulls back his big old grin and says, maybe you ain't holding your mouth right. So a little bit of an indictment of myself there. You know, I've been through some difficult things, and I've talked about that. I've written songs about that, and we've talked about some of those songs. I've been through getting a little sideways with in some employment situations, and I've always felt very justified standing up for what I know to be right. But at the same time, being right doesn't necessarily mean you need to run your mouth. Sometimes it does, but that's the rub. That's the hard thing. Knowing when it's time to talk, knowing when it's time to launch into language, and knowing when it's not time to do that. Instead, it's time to take action in a certain way, this way or that way, or it's time to be still and listen. And sorting through all of that, it's not always super clear. It seemed fairly clear to my pawpaw, but more often than not, his choice was to be still and listen. And I respected that immensely. I know that there are times, though, when being still and just listening, it's not enough. You know, we're in one of those times now. I think there are some inequities and some flat-out horrible things that if we don't stand and speak and act, I know down the road I'm going to regret it. So sorting through and figuring out what's the best action right now. Is it words? Is it action? Is it silence and listening? Well, the song is, obviously, I wrote it on a banjo, which was a lot of fun. So it's got a very bluegrassy feel to it. Really enjoyable song. I like it. I like the upbeat. I like the hook that it's got. The line that my pawpaw gave me. You ain't holding your mouth right. And I like the fact that it is at some levels a kind of self-effacing. That this is a song about me getting some advice from my pawpaw when I was little. And I got it, but I didn't really get it. Some days I still don't get it. But knowing how a strong, wise, quiet person can say one thing that lives with you for the next 30, 40, 50 years and continues to work in powerful ways on you. That's a strong statement about knowing when to be quiet and knowing when to talk. So, well, there we have it. Pawpaw was a quiet man from 2017's Refuge. You can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can stream on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere else that you like to stream your music or purchase as well. I also want to say I've even got a date now. I have a new album that's going to be coming out August 1st, 2020. We're going to go into pre-release, I think, around the 4th of July, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And in that pre-release, you're going to be able to, if you pre-buy the album, you'll get to download immediately one single off that album. The album is a reimagining of my very first album, which was called Ozzy's Guitar. This is Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later. This year is the 20th anniversary of my release of Ozzy's Guitar. A lot of great songs about family, coming out of family stories, and about also friends and close people who are close to me that I learned important lessons about. Got the whole family engaged in this. My wife Cheryl's singing a lot of wonderful harmonies. My daughters Megan and Laurel are singing harmonies on some of them. And so it's a real, real exciting big release. I'm more excited about this one than I've been about just about any album that I've released. So look for that. You can pre-order around July 4th, and the whole album will be out August 1st. And we'll talk more about it in future episodes, I'm certain. So thank you again for joining me for Dancing Moon Songcast. We'll come out with a new episode, try to every week. So be well.